CUNY Radio. My name is Corey Cool, and I represent Cool University. This is the rap podcast. You need your life. You know this. You know it. Today's show should be nothing short of a great show. Why? How? Well, I said so, man. That's why. Look, I don't ask for much. Can you please like the episodes, leave a comment, a five-star rating, whatever you may think is fair. Most importantly, please share the episodes because you and I are part of this tribe that needs to continue to grow. If you are listening to this podcast, chances are you're mad at me because it's off. But look, if you don't want me stalking you all the time, subscribe for those notifications. Follow me on all social media at Cool University, of course. Send all your comments and ratings, other things regarding the episode to cooluniversity.com. Now, how are you? How you doing? Hope today has been good to you like it has been good to me. This episode is dropping a little off schedule because my little man has turned the big one. That's right, man. So myself and the fam gonna go away to celebrate. That's kind of also part of the reason I dropped two episodes last week. Hope you had a chance to check out this special after the whiskey episode, myself and the fellas from Cigars and Whiskey. Real cool debate, and it was a video. It's actual my first video, so I'm looking forward to maybe doing more of that. You can find it on Spotify, or you can find it on YouTube. So it's something that I hope you really get a chance to look into. You look good though. Losing weight? Spring is here, and I gotta work on my gut. Yep. I'm eating less carbs. You're like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. So let's get to some music, man. Listen, I'm starting here. That's right. I'm starting right here. You ready? That's right. Good job, Larry. Larry June and the Alchemist dropped The Great Escaped. Free Mind Records. Empire of the Distro. Now, Larry has been relatively quiet as of late. Dropped Two Peas in a Pod with Jay Worthy last March. Spaceships on the Blade, that was August of 22, but the first project in a while for the Alchemist as well. He had a collab with Currency, another with Rock Marciano, and the Alchemist Sandwich, which was kind of overlooked. But this right here needs to be played at loud volume only. Are you ready? It's called Palisades, California, and it features Big Sean. Alright, we're ready.
Thumbing through a whole nother bag, it's not the old one. Run up on this Rory, I'm clicking until it's over. Still a put a snow on a mission to Minnesota. Come on, you know the drill. Hop in and hand it over. I'm driving in the whip so fast I can't control it. I'm fishtailing, leaving Javier's, I should've chauffeured. Chopping it up with Brian, bought real estate by the ocean. A sea moss juice, my bitch brought me one from Oakland. Today I drove the Porsche with the automatic front lift. I spent $1,000 on candles. I'm at Saks Fifth, tucked in the gas tank. Played the night shift, get on the nigga. Head like Kofi for disrespecting it. I'm thinking billions, cop another building. New whoop Cecilia, thinking bigger. You thought I was cooler, and I was taking risks. Palisades, chilling in the shade. Might take the bent, betting on myself. And every time, nigga, it's a hit.
We off in the Palisades.
Betting on myself, you know, every time, nigga.
I'm talking armed guards, gated communities, man. Royal family type shit.
Shine down, hey.
Look, if you not getting richer every year, then you just backwards hustling. You moving off emotion, I'm strategizing, discussing it. See, I've been on my supplements, fish oils, chlorophyll, mow ties. My hair growing out, and hoes loving it. Some people can't piece life together, it's really puzzling. Talking about, trust me, I got you, but I'm not trusting it. Commercial real estate by the Fox, yeah, they constructing it. Business flowing like the symphony orchestra, I'm conducting it. I crack my knuckles and neck, now I'm back to new. I had to comp a bitch, we not compatible. Team on the line, yeah, the lovers all lateral. You cannot practice for shit that's not practical. Fuck with the tactics, this shit could get tactical. Fuck with the rations, this shit get irrational. I cannot talk to you just like them hoes when they mad at you. I overwork and do shit I don't have to do. Stumble and stagger through, dodge all the bullets and dodge all the daggers. To working these bitches and blessing them so long, I might as well take a sabbatical. I tell the truth like a polygraph and a woofer, like these rappers do when they pleeing in front of the judge, cause they feel like they having to. Judicial system is not a system, it's a trap for you, nigga. It's our season, yeah, Larry June. Shine when you dropping very soon. I get to transforming under every moon. When they bury me, they gotta bury tombs. I'm just one kid in, I can't be letting my seed all off in every womb. When you see me out, just know I'm the richest, rawest, rarest nigga off in every room. Yeah. Al, what up?
Betting on myself and every time, nigga, it's a hit.
Betting on myself every time, nigga, it's a hit.
Yeah, hey. Good job, Larry. That right there was Larry June. Featured Big Sean, Palisades, California, off of their brand new album, The Great Escape. That's right, Larry June and Alchemist together in a collab. Beautiful. So, where do I want to start? Larry June, one of the best marketing geniuses we have in music. When you think of Larry June, you can actually see images or objects. You think of orange juice, you think of fast cars, you think of his catchphrases, right? Master marketer, and a lot of artists can use and learn a lot from him. Even myself, I do look at it as something that I should incorporate in the future. I feel like this guy has to lock himself away from the world and record these records because his lyrics are so self-driven. My man is talking straight self-love, straight self-care. The project is filled with drink healthy, invest your money, stay away from suckers, and quick hustle bar, rinse and repeat. Obviously one of the smoothest deliveries. And the production, I think, did well as just a supporting cast. If I had to nitpick, I would say June's music with Cardo is a tad more feel-good, upbeat. This Alchemist project is really slow. As you can hear with the record I just played, it's very, very, very slow. The features on this project were fitting. Everyone belonged to it, from Big Sean to Action Bronson, Boldy James, Wiz Khalifa, Jay Worthy, Currency. Just a perfect setup of features. Charming. I want to say it's really confident, very charismatic. And I'm telling you, it's telling, but not glorifying. I mean, good shit, Larry. Good job, Larry. I'm going 3.2. Story time. Okay, so. You might not remember, but a while back, I spoke about one of our legends facing some surprising legal mess. Fuji's member, Prize, is currently on trial for criminal conspiracy charges. And guess what? Leonardo DiCaprio, that's right, my guy, sunk in the Titanic. I bet you wish he sunk right now. Either way, Leo DiCaprio has become the latest witness to take the stand in this case. So there's, you know, these alleged exploits of this Malaysian financier. Low is the last name. He's accused of stealing $4.5 billion from Malaysia's sovereign wealth fund. Prize himself is accused of assisting Lowe in funneling some of that bread into the U.S. into U.S. politics, including making some contributions to former President Barack Obama's 2012 re-election campaign. Nasty work, Prize. You're dirtying up the president, dogs. Now, Lowe contributed to DiCaprio's charitable efforts with the actor revealing he regularly participated in these auctions to kind of bring in funds for his foundation. Now, the firm connected to Lowe also contributed money to the fund of Martin Scorsese, the 2013 movie The Wolf of Wall Street, starring who? Leonardo DiCaprio. So, anyway, Leo ended up turning over items and his foundation received from Lowe to authorities, which supposedly includes a Picasso and a Basquiat painting. So you had to turn it all over. Now, Leo said, like, he met him at some parties, and he kept inviting him to parties. And he said, yo, man, I'm looking for funds, right? I'm looking for bread. So this guy donated. He did think that it was a lot of bread, a little too much, but I'm not asking no questions. Now, prosecutors allege that Praz was paid hundreds of millions of embezzled Malaysian dollars in exchange for running like a foreign influence campaign against the U.S. government. Fuji Star also stands accused of trying to convince the Donald Trump administration to stop investigating Lo in the Sovereign Wealth Fund. Praz pleaded not guilty to these charges of conspiracy and falsifying records. He faces 22 years in prison if convicted. I'm not going to front. This is sadness to me. It's sadness because Praz doesn't strike me as the guy to be all criminal and stuff. But we're going to send out a good luck. Let's get back to this music, huh? I want to check out my favorite solo chick right now. That's right. My favorite solo chick, fresh off of the Swarm screen, getting a little risque in her, you know, in the role. Chloe has her debut album, In Pieces. Now, this is off of Beyonce's Parkwood Entertainment via Columbia Records. And I brought something for you. This is going to get you moving. It's called Body Do, and it should be played at a loud volume only. You ready, yo? Right, that was Chloe with Body Do, off of her brand new album, In Pieces. This is off of, once again, Parkwood Entertainment, Columbia Records. You know how I feel about curses in R&B, right? The first couple of songs, man, you know, I almost turned it off. Not gonna hold you. But from there, I want to say we got into a groove. There's some raunch, but it is classy. Very clean vocals, very, very, very clean vocals. Really supported her falsetto voice tone, which is cool. It's like she's showing off as she uses it. Very clean. Each song has a bit of grace, elegance, like a bad bitty Anna, you know? I love the writing and the many vibes that she laid out, from Afro beats to straight pop to ballads to joints that, you know, we could rock out in the hood. I think that she checked all the boxes as far as songs go. There are some beautiful moments that show her real superstar potential. The last song in particular, In Pieces, shows that she can do this at a very high level. I double back to the imagery part, man. Your video with Chris Brown just came out riveting. I gotta say, they have great chemistry together. And there's a record that features Future. It's called Cheat Back, and I'm telling you, it's gonna find itself in many debates. So if we're talking Chloe, I'm gonna raise the bar a smidgen from Larry, because I think she has some really, really clean elements that can kind of let this live a little while. So I'm gonna go 3.3. Yeah, we'll settle. Story time. All right, you're gonna hear a lot going on about this, but Complex dropped the Hip Hop Power Rankings journalist. And without surprise, I'm not on it. Huh? The fuck's going on? What's going on? Not yet, anyway. Perhaps one day. Now, as I look at some of these names, I guess I get it. But as I read them, I'm just going to do from 10 to 1. I don't know if some of these names actually steer the culture versus probably just get a lot of clicks. And that's kind of what I'm coming into realization about as far as even this list goes. What I can say is that there is a difference to me between journalist and taste maker. I believe I, myself, am more of a tastemaker, because I might not be writing. I have written articles, but I'm not writing riveting pieces. I'm more so kind of showing what I feel is hot. And in return, I believe you think it should be hot as well. But I'm going to deal with you just from 10 to number 1. First off, my baby Angie Martinez comes in at 12. Effing travesty. Travesty, you hear me? Angie Martinez is the greatest. I'm getting biased, you hear me? All right, but 10, we have Math Hoffa. Now, his show, my expert opinion, has really taken off as a past battle rapper who has rebranded himself. He's found a good fit. He's found, you know, he had a little turnover with a couple of the cats that were there on the show, but I think he's found a nice little mix and he's going for it. Shout out Math Hoffa. Number 9, DJ Vlad TV. You cannot fade it. Whether you want to believe it or not, DJ Vlad is dropping 20-something freaking videos a day. He does move a little bit where he will interview other people doing other things. But in the hip-hop space, you cannot say that Vlad is not putting down the work. Number 8, probably the only real journalist on this list, Elliot Wilson. That's right, the Rap Radar General, as well as his time at Double XL as an editor and writer. I believe he was over there. But the only real writer, I want to say, that's in this top 10. Okay, number 7, Young Maya, or Carisha, however you say her name. I don't want to mess it up. Now, this is where I might have some concerns. You have this young lady ranked over Elliot Wilson, who has Nipsey interviews, who has Jigga video interviews, Will Smith interviews, over Vlad, once again, dropping 20 videos a day. I don't know, Complex. I don't know about this one. I'm not going to argue very much, but I really don't know about this one. Number 6 is the young guy with the dreads. Sinat is the name. I'm probably Kai, whatever his last name is. But I know he's really big with the youngsters. The dancing, you know, the kids, they playing games. They react in the culture. More of a reactor to me than, you know, a journalist. But I guess this might be more of a media list. But this might be above my pay grade. Number 5, Nori. Nori stands for niggas on the run eating. And I mean, Drink Champs is really, really, really important. So I'm not going to argue with that. And at number 4, Gilly and Wallow. Love these guys. They're really putting in a lot of groundwork. Gilly did an amazing job rebranding himself. I'm not going to argue there. All right, now here we go with the top 3. 3, you have Charlamagne the God, who to me, I guess is in the media space. Hip hop. I think he's just here to comment on it. More of a commentator versus tastemaker versus anything. He's just going to, you know, listen, comedy. He's not going to really steer you anyway. That was a nice burp. I'm leaving. But he's going to comment more so. So I want to put him more in the commentary space. All right. Two. DJ Academics. God damn right. Listen. For years, I'm not going to front. Y'all been fronting on Ack now. And Ack is the only one who is going to tell everybody like it is at all times. He's not running. He could get a little wild and crazy. Maybe make some enemies. But huge following, because you never know what he is going to say. Very instrumental in the, you know, bringing Chicago hip hop to the forefront. So it's a dope situation. I'm not mad at that. And number one, you have Joe Buttons. His JBP podcast is doing well. You know, he had some issues with his cast. Now he has a turnover of new people. Queens Flip just added to the mix. I think Melissa Ford sometimes comes in. So I'm not Ison. I forgot the other guy that's there. But I'm not all the way mad. I get it. I think he's relatively solidified in this space. He's been in this space a long time. So shout out Joe Buttons becoming number one on this list from Complex. Only thing I gotta say is number seven, Carisha. She's had some interviews and I think she's made some shockwaves with looking at your favorite artists or, you know, talk nasty, but I really don't see her being, you know, considered media and that heavy of a figure as far as me is concerned. Well, I could say, I also have one more thing. I feel like you have Ebro. Where they have Ebro ranked is whack to me. And I want to say that because he is the first voice you hear on the morning show on the number one station inside the whole entire country, the number one market. He's the first voice you hear. He is a flagship show on the number one radio morning show in America. He is also like one of the global, what is he, head of hip hop for Apple Music or something crazy like that. How can he not be in the top three or four? He's making huge decisions over here. And he's also been an executive. He was a programmer for a while. And now his voice can steer opinion where they have him, especially at the Apple Music building. That's something I don't understand. What do you think, man? Hit me up on all social media. Oh, coolUniversity.com. Leave me a message. Let me know what's going on. Let's get back to some music, huh? I'm talking about Mr. Thanksgiving. DJ the Drama dropped a new joint. I'm really like that. Fresh off the Grammy with Tyler the Creator. He's back with heat. And I brought something, okay? This. You know what? I'ma just play it. CUNY Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Take me right there. Yeah.
Legendary.
That's right. Why? OJ.
Yeah. A dedication.
Yeah. Yo, Red.
Why? The marathon.
Hold it up.
Continues.
Quay.
DJ Drama.
Yeah. Count the snow up. Call my name. I'll show up. Yeah. Pop the toe up. Quarter pint. Soda. Now, picture me rolling. My V12 is twin turbo. Fuck with Pack of Lardo, but the Rory I prefer though. Yo, war verbal. We candle your curb up. Police can't control us, they just react to these murders. Tape y'all niggas off and be back in the morning. Last time was a walk up, now we popping out the foreign. I'm sticking to the script. Y'all got too many stories. Talk is like a bitch. We got too many Maurice. Loose lips and sink a ship. Break the levee like New Orleans. I always move in silence, except when I'm recording.
Yeah, we was raised different. It was no excuses for your age.
Ain't no excuses, nigga.
I stick to the script,
oh,
it's not a page. But it's no love in the streets, it's just some pain in it. But I was made in it. Yeah, we was raised different.
Raised different,
you can't see the trap when you still caged in it.
Hell no.
I stick to the script, it's not a page missing.
Not one more.
But it's no love in these streets, it's just some pain in it. But I was made in it.
They buried Take Off today. Let me pay my respects. Plus it's Dolph's anniversary. You just don't be next. And young Kyrie, them folks done fucked with his check. Or go out like yeah and lose it all by respect. Now how you wanna play it? Cause it's all in the game. You motherfuckers saw what happened to light skinned Jermaine. You're nobody till somebody kills you, nigga. Then it ain't no guarantee that they gon' feel you, nigga. Mr. Side with the trauma, it's gon' heal you, nigga. Don't get caught up in the hate, cause it'll kill you, nigga. See, I woke up this morning, rain coming down. 20,000 square feet, nigga, and not a sound. Can't tell you motherfuckers what a lease look like, but I can tell you motherfuckers what this piece look like. And I came from the block with them 7s and 8Ks. Can tell you how to break a half thing down
in 8 ways.
That's you and the baby 8 times, my nigga. Look, step around the corner, you wasting time, my nigga. Hustlers and mercenaries, them corners is legendary. Bird is ain't talking Larry, them prices, them bitches vary. White ain't talking Derry, Mariah ain't talking Carrie. My co-defendant make him nervous, he talking scary. We was raised different, nigga, it was hard to do this song. Sippin' nah, reminiscing by Nip, my nigga gone.
It was way different, it was no excuses for your age difference. I stick to the script, it's not a page missing. But it's no love in these streets, it's just some pain in it. But I was made in it, yeah, we was raised different. You can't see the trap when you're so caged in it. I stick to the script, it's not a page
missing.
But it's no love in these streets, it's just some pain in it. But I was made in it.
Play if you want to, nigga. Nigga can't tell me a thing about a motherfucking thing, nigga. It's raised different.
Blast, Jeezy, Drum. It's just raised different.
All right, that right there, DJ Drama, Nip Hustle, the late great Nip Hustle with Jeezy, man. It's called Raised Different. All right, you know, I actually listened to this project with different ears. I feel like at this particular time, Drama and Khaled are like sworn frenemies. I feel like they have the same concept, but different processes, and they kind of hold different spaces, but the same validity. All of Khaled's music, if you realize, is shaped to fit large moments. When this DJ Drama project kicked off, my first thoughts was, how, number one, do you have Nip Hustle in the middle of these two kind of like girly sounding tracks? I don't know. I need to know how. But I also wonder if Drama can raise the total bar of his project to feel like it's a big moment, you know, it's a big moment in time. In return, the first couple of songs seemed a little immature for me. Not taking the moment all the way serious, and we're talking regular bars when no, this is a time where we have to curb. If you have a Nip Hustle record, a Nip Hustle verse, which is kind of an older verse, I feel like it's definitely an older verse, but if you have that, if you know that that's a possibility, you know, the raps should kind of match. But then one of my biggest records that I love, what he put on there, that's 350 with Rick Ross and Westside Gunn. Fire. That saves the day for me, and it began to take shape for me. And then it gets kind of crazy. He got a record, T.I., Pella Gray, and Jim Jones, and it's like the structure of the record, I believe, began to take place well in the second half. It makes me also want to go back. For some reason, this project made me want to go back and check out music from Fab and check out music from T.I. And that song, 350, really saved it for me. Records from Mozzie and Herbo, they have a joint on there. And, you know, I gotta say, it made me feel good towards the end of the project. I wish the top few songs were a little more to the moment, because I will most likely skip towards the middle or really not revisit at all. I'm going to go 2.9. But what do I know? All right, do yourself a favor. Go stream Chloe. Go stream DJ Drama. Go stream Larry June and The Alchemist. Okay, artists, if you want your music to rock, hit me up. CoolUniversity@gmail.com. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I go by the name Corey Cool. I represent Cool University. You can find me on the voice of NCC 90.3 FM every Thursday, 9 to 10 p.m. You can't miss that. Shout out to my guys, Cigars and Whiskey Pod. I love you, man. They drop episodes on Tuesday. They go live Fridays. I'm behind the camera on YouTube. I just press record. Follow me on all social media at Cool University, of course. Most of all, subscribe for those notifications. So look, I'm going to be back in a little bit, okay? I'm going to catch you next Monday because I'm going to go enjoy my family time. Go back, listen to the episodes that you missed. I got Fly Jams on there, and you have to check out the first video episode after the whiskey. I'm going to find a better name for that. But it's on the Cigars and Whiskey set, and it looks amazing, and you got to catch it. All right? So from me to you, have a great day and party responsibly. See you soon.